Kansas gubernatorial contenders Laura Kelly, the Democratic state senator, and Kris Kobach, the Republican secretary of state, sparred again Tuesday evening. Meanwhile, three other candidates on the forum stage tried to present themselves as the best alternative. Brian Grimmett followed along with a couple of his Kansas News Service colleagues.
Madeline Fox and Stephen Caranda are here with me in Wichita. And we all watched a gubernatorial forum together, one that included all five candidates. Maddie, what were some of your initial thoughts?
Well, first, I think that it was all five candidates. For Libertarian Jeff Caldwell and Independent Rick Kluse, this was a rare opportunity to share a stage with the three more prominent candidates, Laura Kelly, Kris Kobach, and Greg Orman.
Yeah, they've been complaining sometimes even about the coverage that they've got.
So here at this event, you know, they were really kind of introducing themselves. They weren't talking a lot about the other candidates. It was the basics of here's who I am, here are some of the policies I'm supporting. Caldwell, the Libertarian, talked about marijuana policy and pardoning people convicted of marijuana offenses. Kluse talked about, you know, being dissatisfied kind of with both parties.
What stuck out to me a little bit with the event is that I've been to a lot of these, and Kris Kobach is usually really polished, really sharp. And tonight, while he hit his key talking points, he just kind of seemed on his back foot the whole time. Laura Kelly would take a shot.
You know, when we talk about going back to the Brownback experiment, which is what Kris Kobach wants to do, we're talking about cutting those schools again.
And Kobach would be left to try to defend himself on the next question.
I'd like to begin by addressing something Ms. Kelly just said. Ms. Kelly continues to repeat a lie over and over again, claiming that I say schools are overfunded and that I want to cut school spending. That is a falsehood. And she knows that my proposal is to change where we are spending the money.
It was shot, reaction, shot, reaction. And that meant Kelly never really had to face an upfront attack from Kobach.
She was facing some direct shots from Orman, though, who came at Kelly a couple times, which does make sense. They are aiming for some of the same voters, particularly moderate Republicans and undecided voters.
You know, I got to say here, Brian, I disagree with you a little bit.
Please do.
I think this was a Secretary Kobach being kind of his normal rough and tumble self. You know, he hit Kelly on her past tax votes, and I think this was just Kobach being Kobach. He heard some things he didn't like, and he took time to push back against them in his following answers. And they all kind of, I think, threw some punches back and forth, the major candidates at least.
Yeah, another discussion that was rather interesting between the candidates was their discussion on guns. What do you guys think their responses say about which groups each candidate is courting?
To me, this really shows Kobach continuing to appeal to this conservative base of voters. He touted his Second Amendment stances, and he also talked about lowering the concealed carry age.
Why is it that we say somebody who's 18 or 19 or 20 can carry a weapon in the U.S. military, but they can't defend themselves in a dark parking lot at night?
And Laura Kelly was again making her case to Republicans by really hitting hard that she is a supporter and defender of the Second Amendment.
I believe law-abiding citizens ought to have a right to carry, and I also believe they ought to have a right to hunt. I think all Kansans would agree with me, though, that we need to have some common sense gun policies in our state.
Yeah, it's her saying, look, I'm a moderate Democrat and I fit this state. You can vote for me and feel good about it.
She was really walking a fine line here, trying to appeal to voters of multiple ideologies.
Another topic that they came across was Medicaid. Four of the five candidates on the stage all agreed that it needed to be expanded. Kobach was the only one to disagree.
Yeah, and four out of five candidates were on the same page about employment protections for LGBT people, too. I mean, Kobach, again, was the outlier, saying he wouldn't reinstate an executive order that Governor Kathleen Sebelius had instated and Brownback rescinded.
The state should have no right whatsoever to discriminate against individuals.
I would absolutely reinstate the executive order.
Further than that, I will try to actually get that into statutes.
I don't believe we should discriminate against people.
I will not reinstate the order.
And on immigration, too, Kobach took a hard line while everyone else on the stage wanted Kansas to be a little more welcoming in some way.
Yeah, we saw on multiple issues that Kobach really paints himself as not the status quo. And that's been kind of a theme in his campaign.
Maddie, Stephen, thank you so much for coming to visit me in Wichita.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Brian Grimmett, Stephen Caranda, and Madeline Fox are all reporters with the Kansas News Service. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state. The team will be reporting from the campaign trail on through Election Day.